On Tuesdays, we read from your emails and web comments. And last week, it was the New York Post political cartoon that got people talking. Two white police officers, one dead chimp, and a reference to the writer of the stimulus bill. Michael Warr emailed from San Francisco to complain. No one who considers world events, history, and evolving culture should be unaware of the potentially inflammatory connotations of such an image, especially when monkey images depicting Obama were distributed during the elections. As an African American, it never surprises me when people, including other African Americans, don't recognize the historical underpinnings of images. Another listener saw the cartoon very differently. If you want to see a racial slander bad enough, you will. Just because you have a black president doesn't mean we need to start being oversensitive to edgy humor. We have much bigger issues to worry about. That from Chris at our website. And news today that Rupert Murdoch apologized for the cartoon. As head of the News Corporation, he's chairman of the New York Post. And finally, just before Valentine's Day, we ask you for your best six-word memoirs about love and romance. From Maydith Phillips in Wisconsin, "My Son and Daughter Have Boyfriends." "I Cook, You Clean, We Love," from Michael in Maryland. And Sophia in Anchorage wrote, "5 years and still no proposal." You can say a lot in 6 words. Hundreds of you sent in your own memoirs. You can read through them at npr.org/talk. If you have any comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Joe Palca in Washington.